Photos, Gulf Cartel Ammunition, Drugs Seized in South Texas Near Border. By Jason Jones on May 11, 2020. In a span of 24 hours, Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents seized separate loads of ammunition and drugs belonging to the Gulf Cartel. The Rio Grande City Border Patrol Station covers 72 miles of the southwest border, which encompasses all of Starr County, Texas. It is an essential location for Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas Cartel del Noreste, CDN, operations. There is no border wall in the area for approximately 41 miles as the crow flies. Beginning on May 8, agents conducted back-to-back seizures of drugs, ammunition, and apprehensions of people who entered the country illegally. Border Patrol agents in Escobares, Texas, observed smugglers transporting four large bundles of marijuana. Suspects abandoned the load weighing 228 pounds and fled back to Mexico, a common tactic. Later at approximately 11:20 a.m., agents observed 10 suspects waiting across the Rio Grande carrying another four large bundles of marijuana. Agents observed a black SUV arriving to meet with the suspects. The suspects fled back to Mexico with the loads and the SUV sped away. Border Patrol agents later initiated a traffic stop and seized a large brown box containing .50 caliber ammunition. One of the suspects reportedly admitted he was a Gulf Cartel operative living in the United States. He also tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies. At approximately 10 p.m., Border Patrol agents working in Roma, Texas, responded to a smuggling attempt near Olvera Street. They observed a red Dodge truck and initiated a traffic stop. The vehicle finally stopped 1.5 miles away from the original point of the order. No narcotics were located in the vehicle, but agents eventually discovered three large bundles of marijuana in nearby brush. Finally, at approximately 11:11 p.m., agents working near La Grua, Texas, responded to a drawbridge camera hit, which led to the seizure of six large bundles of marijuana weighing 277 pounds. All suspects fled back to Mexico. Local agents also managed to apprehend 11 people who entered the United States illegally. Another 40 migrants attempted to cross but were forced to return after seeing agents. Jason Jones is a retired captain from the Texas Department of Public Safety's Intelligence and Counterterrorism Division and a Breitbart, Texas contributor. While on duty, he managed daily operations for the Texas Rangers Border Security Operations Center.